you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Senior Hour, which is sponsored by Providence Holy Cross Medical Center, Hestia Med Spa, and Comfort Keepers in Home Care. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host,
Dr. Thomas Pawlucki,
on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. This is a show for, about, and by seniors, giving information to enhance your quality of life. And speaking of quality of life, we have the one and only Mawa Kalani here. She's a palliative care specialist from Providence Holy Cross. It's good to see you again.
Thank you so much for welcoming me. It's been forever.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Yeah. Thank you for welcoming me. I'm really excited to be here.
Terrific. Okay, let's start with what is palliative care?
So palliative care is a medical specialty that cares for patients who have serious illness and really tries to enhance their quality of life. Falls right in line with our show today. It is delivered by a group of specialists, not just physicians, but also nurses, social workers, chaplains, therapists, pharmacists. And it's really important to provide that extra layer of support for patients who have serious illness so that we can attend to their psychosocial well-being, their symptom management, their emotional state, because having a serious illness is pretty intense. And typically there's a lot of different specialists involved, and they need almost like a cheerleading support team to help get them through this crisis, get them to a point where they're at a maintenance level and getting good treatment and feeling well supported by the entire medical team.
Okay, so I had a misconception about your role.
Yeah.
I thought that you were kind of like the angel.
Yeah.
So is that not the case?
Not at all. No,
okay.
I mean, I may be an angel in other ways.
Okay.
What do you mean you may be? You are.
No, we don't just deal with end of life conditions. So actually what we have found, and particularly within our Providence system, is the earlier palliative care is involved with the patient who has a serious illness, the better. They get better quality care, better coordination of their care, and overall their quality of life is improved.
Wow, that's outstanding.
Yeah, so palliative care has really been a fantastic component to our patients' care plans. Now, it is true that palliative care sees the most seriously ill patients. So some of those patients do end up, you know, going down the path and towards the end of life of their, you know, their disease state, their journey in life. But for the most part, I would say it's about an 80-20 rule, where 80% of our patients are dealing with a serious illness and they're going on to live, you know, pretty intense lives. They go out into the community, continue with their treatments, and we're there to enhance that.
Wow.
So the other 20% are transitioning.
Yeah.
They're transitioning, and that's where the hospice component comes in, where we start talking about end-of-life care. But for the good 80% of those patients, we're really focusing on making sure those patients understand their disease state, provide advanced care planning, manage their symptoms, handle their psychosocial dynamics, because that often is a problem, and you know, get them on a path where they're feeling confident about the disease that they're dealing with.
That's awesome. So this is not like a typical internship. How did you come to specialize in this? You are an internist, yes?
Yes.
And so what does that look like? How did you go from, you know, the family doctor to the case manager in critically ill patients?
Well, I after residency, I always dealt with hospitalized patients where typically that's where you see the most seriously ill patients. And I was able to undergo some extra training to allow me to sit for the boards for palliative care. And so I became board certified in 2010, I believe it was, and have been doing palliative care ever since. So it's a niche specialty that any physician is able to undergo a fellowship and sit for the boards.
But it sure takes a special person to do this work.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah,
it's definitely not for everybody.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You have to have a love of people.
Yeah.
And more importantly, a love of yourself.
Yeah, and the patience to sit with patients and, you know, the patience to sit with patients. because it's a time-consuming process.
Oh,
and
yes.
That's the time that, you know, doctors don't have.
Right.
And that's why our specialty is valued, because of the time that we spend with our patients. And we really want to make sure that we're seeing the patient beyond the disease. So it's not just about their heart failure or their cancer, but it's who they are and what they're experiencing from this disease state.
Yeah, and it's also counseling for the family as well
oh,
as the
my
patient.
Goodness.
I mean, it's got to be rough on everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And oftentimes it's heavier on the family than sometimes the patients themselves. So it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
And also long-term care insurance.
Oh,
can
yes.
come in handy. I think I've explained to you before my situation and how Russ said, "No, we don't need that stuff."
Yeah.
I got it anyway. And I am so thankful, because he ended up having 24/7 care.
That's correct, yeah.
Because I couldn't take care of him.
Mm-mm.
And that's when this long-term care insurance came in. I mean, they paid over two-thirds of the 24/7. And that was an incredible amount of money.
Yeah, I might need to get some tips on that, because I'm having the hardest time getting my parents' long-term care insurance enacted. So
I hope they don't have it now.
They have it.
They've had it.
They've had it for several years. But it's hard to get the insurance to actually.
Well, there is a waiting period.
Yes, there is. Yes,
you're
right.
You've got so many days that you have to wait before it will kick in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, keep at it.
Oh, well, we keep pushing.
Keep at it.
Oh, yeah.
Because eventually they have no choice.
Yeah.
This is what has been paid for.
That's correct.
And you better, by golly, pull through with it.
Exactly.
You have to keep it. I fortunately didn't have that problem.
Oh, thank goodness.
Because I had someone who did the pushing for me, which was helpful. The person I purchased it from, he was such a big help.
Oh, wow.
He really was.
That's a great advocate. Yeah.
Yes, he was.
But excellent.
Believe me, it is well worth getting, no matter what. And I guess some of it is expensive.
Very expensive, yeah.
Because I just got a bill for it, for my long-term care, that will go from April to next April.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and it's over $2,000.
Mm.
But believe me.
I'm sure it's worth it.
It's
a peace of mind.
Yeah, that's not even one day out of pocket.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
That's not even a trip to the emergency room. So.
Well, I'm having a fight with my kids now. You don't need that stuff. I said, excuse me.
Yeah, just keep it in place.
I'm paying the bill,
right?
Not you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they have semi-control of my checkbook, which...
So if I may shift gears here for a second, I'm intrigued. I got to know. So you're UCSD, yeah?
Yeah, I went to UCSD for medical school.
Awesome. How did you wind up back here in Santa... well, not Santa Clarita. You're in Mission Hills, yeah?
Yeah, so I practice out of Holy Cross in Mission Hills. Actually, I grew up here. I grew up in the Valley. My parents still live in Northridge. My mom and my dad both worked at Holy Cross in the 70s and 80s. And so Holy Cross is kind of been a second home to me, always. Had my first stitches there when I was 2. So Holy Cross is a pretty fantastic place. So.
Yeah, from everything I can see. I mean, everybody that we've had here is amazing, outstanding. So, and they sponsor our show. So
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it is a, you know, Holy Cross is very deep in this community and has several relationships throughout the Santa Clarita Valley and is very committed to the care that they're providing here.
Well, yeah. They have offices here, don't
yes.
they?
Yes, they do.
Large building.
And there's an affiliation with Facey Medical Group. So there's, you know, very, very well-established relationships.
Yeah, a little while ago, for a minute or two, I was involved with their bariatric surgery counseling. Like, they make their patients, before they're even a candidate for the surgery, I mean, before they're qualified, they have to go through nearly a year of counseling.
Yes.
And I came in and talked to that group a bit because, you know, I'm more into the long-term management, the diet,
absolutely,
the exercise, and they want their candidates for surgery to go through that process as well. So I'm a pretty big fan of Providence Holy Cross.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a lot. I mean, it's a team. It's a team effort. And the one thing I can say about the hospital is, you know, they're so deeply set in the community that, you know, I've taken care of my colleagues, family members in the hospital, and I always tell them, you know, one day it may be my parents that,
right,
you know,
it's
you
always it's eventually going to be all of us.
It's all a rotation. And,
yeah.
And today, one of those colleagues told me it's a circle of life. And
yeah.
It's just how it is. Yeah. So that's our commitment to the community, is to really ensure that our community stays as healthy as possible, really is well supported, and make sure that we get them the best care possible under any circumstance. So, and I'm lucky to have this position as a palliative care provider, because that really falls in line with our mission and our values.
Yeah, yeah. And again, when you hear hospice, when you hear palliative care, mm-hmm, you're usually thinking terminal. You're not.
Right.
I was very surprised to hear that you have an 80%.
Yeah. Our palliative patients are very much still undergoing their active treatments.
Okay.
So that includes, I mean, I will tell you, I'm frequently consulting oncologists,
yeah,
to get on board with cases because, you know, maybe patients need a second opinion or they need a different treatment regimen. So oftentimes we're trying to align ourselves with the goals of care and with the quality of life that our patients are asking for,
yep,
to try to prolong their lives, but to make sure that they're living well. So we are very much in line with continuing whatever treatments they want, as long as it's not interfering with their quality of life.
Right. Well, you see that, yeah, especially in serious illnesses where patients are completely overwhelmed with the entire experience, entire... It's one thing to observe it from the outside. It's another to be, as soon as even the most detached, logical person gets injured or critically ill,
yes,
they become a 5-year-old.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. I mean, yes, how many trauma patients we get,
yes,
at Holy Cross that are severely debilitated and no longer have the ability to manage their own affairs.
Yeah.
And we almost have to start from scratch,
yeah,
with these families because of how much disability we're seeing. So it requires a very extensive team. And on the hospice end of things, you know, hospice is, it is about end-of-life care. The way that I like to explain hospice is that it's really about the terminal phase of an illness, where you're no longer going through these curative treatments, you're no longer getting the maintenance treatments, but you're just focusing on comfort. And that could be anywhere from days to months, depending on what the patients want. If the patient tells me, you know what, I just got this new diagnosis of cancer, I know it's all over the place, and I don't want any chemo, I'm happy to say that is your choice, and we're here to support you. But the way that I would care for that patient is to ensure that they're getting good treatment and good support, you know, either through a hospice team or to ensure that they're seeing a care provider on a long-term basis as an outpatient.
Right. So can I just, ask a few detailed questions about that. So the patient says, you know, I just got told I've got really bad cancer. It's all over the place. I don't want chemo. I don't want radiation. I don't want surgery. Mm-hmm. The oncologist has already told me that none of that stuff is going to change anything. What do you do in that situation if you are called in as far as, okay, so we know you don't want those things, but you don't necessarily want to die either.
Right.
Because this is like kind of where I fit into that equation. Right, and I was wondering, how does that work as far as getting somebody outside of the chemotherapy, outside of the radiation, outside of the surgery? How does Providence Holy Cross handle that?
I think first we need to establish those goals. So my role is to make sure that that patient really does understand what's being offered and to ensure that they want to seek out a different path. And yeah, maybe you're right. There are patients of ours who definitely don't want the chemos and the radiation types of treatments and want to seek out alternative methods. And we are fully in support of that. Again, it goes back to what is this patient value?
Right.
And if this patient values alternative treatment, then we need to support them through that. So unfortunately, we don't have many resources to share with them for alternative treatments. We do have a lot of, you know, community support, but we don't have direct resources. Like, we can't schedule appointments for them in those types of clinics. Cause we really don't know what's out there and what is legitimate and good treatments.
Evidence-based.
Sure. Versus ones that, you know, may unfortunately, you know, give some false hope. We just don't know.
Right.
So
it's interesting because when I went into my second round of cancer,
yes,
Dr. Black gave me an alternative. You can have treatment and live for who knows how long, or you can refuse it and possibly die within 6 months from the actual cancer itself. Mm. And I'm thinking, whoa, to be given alternatives like that, it blew my mind because I thought, who in their right mind would refuse to get better? But there are some people who don't want to go through that. I mean, going through chemotherapy is not the most pleasant thing in the world.
No, it's not.
Because it has lots of bad side effects, but it also has the positive side effect, which helped me.
Right.
And I'm free of it now.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank goodness. And we need to take a break, don't we? I'm Barbara Carcom with my co-host, Dr. Thomas Palucky, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm Barbara Carcom with my co-host, Dr. Thomas Palucky, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. And our guest today has been Dr. Mala Kalani, a palliative care specialist at Providence Holy Cross. Yes, and we're going to make
special announcement.
Yeah, yes. We have one announcement. Holy Cross is going to be having a stroke fair which is coming up in May 27th, at the Las Palmas Senior Center, which is in the San Fernando Valley. And what they plan on having at the Stroke Fair, it's actually Stroke Prevention Fair, is the ability to have your EKG read. They can look at your carotid ultrasounds to see if you have any plaques. They'll check your glucose levels. Also check your blood pressure to make sure you're not having any issues with your blood pressure, having hypertension, which is a big risk factor for strokes. Provide nutritional support, therapies, all the different types of physical therapy. Colleagues will be there. So it's we're hoping for it to be a really great event. And I will be there to provide some advanced care planning, because that's a big component of being an adult, is to make your wishes known and make sure that you have somebody to be your decision maker in the event that something may happen to you.
Well, now, where is Las Palmas Senior Center?
I believe it's in the North San Fernando Valley.
Interesting.
Okay, we'll Google it.
Yes, we'll Google it. I'm sure you'll get like some type of press release about it, but I just got advance notice that it was the date and the location has been arranged.
That's
it's
terrific.
From 9 to 12, I believe. 8 to 12. May 27th.
I bet it will be busy. Do you have to make an appointment, or
no,
you just attend?
No, just attend.
Stand in line.
There'll be snacks and treats and lots of different booths and lots of vendors, and so it should be a pretty fun event.
Yeah, sounds like it would be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a senior center in the North Valley, and is it a satellite of Holy Cross, or you're just having the event there?
We're having the event there.
Right. Okay, so you're sponsoring the event, stroke prevention, screenings.
Screenings.
So you will have a Doppler ultrasound there,
yes,
and obviously blood pressure.
Blood pressure.
That makes sense.
And we'll be checking sugars and even hemoglobin A1Cs to see, you know, if...
Right there on the spot.
Right there on the spot.
With
point
like
of care.
A finger stick?
Finger stick.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So we're pretty excited. We don't want anything... You know, we don't want our patients to have to return for results and things. We want to give them the results right on the spot.
Yeah, that is a beautiful thing. And again, another thing about Providence Holy Cross, I don't know too many hospitals that go out into the community like that, doing these health fairs.
Yeah.
That used to be, I've done countless. Rarely, if ever, do you see a hospital come out and be involved with that.
Yeah.
So, again, another reason Providence is above and beyond.
I'm very blessed to work there.
Yeah.
And you've been there how long?
I'm going on 18 years.
18 years.
It's been a while.
Well, I've done 18 years here.
That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. More than that.
Every Wednesday.
Yep.
With few exceptions. Yeah. I've loved it, every minute of it, minute of it.
Yeah. I think it's been more than 20 years, Barb.
Has it?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's when I started here. So.
Working in Canyon.
Yeah,
country.
Yeah.
Is that where you
the
came
old station.
Over there?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
20 years?
Yep.
Whoa. That's amazing.
Time will go.
20 years.
Okay, so one last reminder. Providence Holy Cross is sponsoring a stroke prevention health fair at a senior center in the North Valley. Can we get the details on that one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Las Palmas Senior Center.
Las Palmas.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's on May 27th.
On May
27th. 8 to 12 in the morning. I believe it's a Saturday.
Okay. Sounds great.
And we'll give you the address, apparently there's plenty of parking, lots of parking for our seniors.
Good.
And that was one of the reasons why they chose this facility, because I think the parking was pretty fantastic.
Got it.
And And we'll get the details so that it can be placed on your website.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you so much. Dr. Marwa Kalani, Director of Palliative Care at Providence Holy Cross. It's been a pleasure always.
Thank you so much
for coming
Thank
in
you.
And joining us.
Your business sign is essential to getting customers.